to the Dr. Gwen Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and fulfilled life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring single parents. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life. The host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Hello, welcome back to the Dr. Gwen Show. Today, we will be talking about passion. When we talk about passion, we are actually talking about that part of us that lightens and energizes everything that we're doing. We talk about passion in relation to our jobs, in relation to our businesses, in relation to those things that we do. When you hear the term passion, inside of the work that you're doing, do you feel as though you really love what you are doing? Or do you find yourself just getting up every day, going out to do something just to earn a living, just to bring some dollars in to cover the bills from month to month? But I'd like to give you something a little bit different to think about today. Life doesn't have to be a drudgery and it doesn't have to be mundane. You, my friends, you were given something very special that you came to this world with. And with that something, you can make a contribution to this earth so that you can leave your mark and make a difference in the life of not just yourself, but someone else. You see, your passion can lead you to your purpose in life. And one of the questions that I get asked quite often is, can I have more than one passion? I have a resounding yes to that particular question. Yes, you can have more than one passion. The other question that I get asked is, how do I identify my passion? Maybe you may be in that situation where you may be asking that question right now. What is my passion? Why am I here? Have you figured that out? If not, you are really denying yourself of some serious happiness and pleasures in life that you can simply have just by doing what you love to do. You see, I believe that you were put here for a purpose, and you have an internal compass that if you were tuned into that compass, you would be directed to where you really need to be. The trouble is, with a lot of us, we allow other people to tell us what we think we need to be doing. We allow reasoning to get into the way. When we get into our conscious minds and we start reasoning, then that's when we start get into trouble at times in terms of following what our natural instincts are telling us what to do. You see, your conscious mind is your educated mind. And where did you get that education from? It didn't come by divine order. It didn't originate from inside of you, from your deep knowing. Where that originated from was from knowledge that someone else put inside of you. And when you access that information to try to figure out what you are supposed to be here for and that what you are destined to be here for, what you get is a lot of static. You get a lot of static and you get confusion and you don't know where to turn. So are you in a position right now where you could tell someone what your passion is? Are you in a position to do that? If not, there is hope. First of all, the Dr. Gwen International Training and Empowerment Academy provides a passion test for people to identify why they're here. What are your topmost reasons for being here? And what are those topmost things that will cause you to be the happiest and the most fulfilled? Can you imagine waking up every morning enjoying what you want to do? Springing out of bed, can't wait to get to where you need to go, because you're so excited and you love what you do. Is it possible, you may be asking yourself, I know I live that passionate life where I feel like I completely love what I'm doing every waking moment of it. And you can too. So you may be asking yourself, how do I find my passion? Well, how do you? I could give you a couple questions to start, but of course, if you are able to find some time to do this passion test, then you will have more clarity and a deeper sense of knowing what it is that really excites you and energizes you. In case you may still be searching for what this may be, I will give you two questions and an idea that you can use to begin to start figuring out what's your passion. The first question is, if you were asked to do something that you would never be paid for and you would feel still the happiest doing it, what would that thing be? Write it down. The next question is, if money was not an issue, if you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing? Write that down. That's two cues. Maybe the same thing, maybe two separate things. The next thing is, make a list of everything you know deep in your being that you want to do. Once you make that list, make it about 10 to 12 things. Then by the process of elimination, work through the list and figure out what your top 5 or 6 ones are. And then begin to work on that. You know what I find is that if you came up with those 5 or 6 items, would you allow fear to stop you and get in the way so that you don't make that next step to executing? Many people do that. They worry about, what if I should start doing this? How I'm going to feed my family? How I'm going to feed myself? How I'm going to get my needs met and all of that? And they worry and they worry. But the worrying and the how is not up to you. All you have to do is to get in line with what your internal compass is directing you to do. The how will be worked out once you are obeying that compass. Now, fear is a real thing, and I'm not here to pretend like it's not something that people consider to be real. It's real. The reality is that fear is bound up in the past because you're fearful of something that has not happened based upon some past experience, maybe for yourself or for someone else that you may have seen, and you feel that's going to happen to you. And now you generate the fear and allow that fear to stop you. But what I will suggest to you is, once you have figured out what that passion is, step out boldly. Don't stop. Let's go. Move into action. This doesn't mean you're going to abandon your full-time job. You can work that job and work your passion simultaneously part-time so that you can realize something that is huge. Step out. You may find that the thing you thought was your passion is not it. Well, don't be afraid to go back to the drawing board and to reconvene and to refigure what that may be. But never stop, my friends, because when you're operating in your passion, the one thing I know is not only will you be happy, but you will also be making a difference, an impact in this world, and impacting someone else's life. So what are you waiting for? Go step out. Go begin that journey of discovery. Stop delaying your happiness. Stop delaying your joy. Move out and do it. And do it now. Do it swiftly. And so I encourage you to revisit those questions and just write down what comes to mind and begin to work through that. To step out, to find why you're here, what is your passion, and to start living your best life ever. And consult us on our website, thedrgwen.com. You will find resources that will help you on your journey as you start living your life purposely and passionately. We invite you also to find us on Twitter at The Dr. Gwen and also on Facebook, The Dr. Gwen International Training and Empowerment Academy. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next time.